Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Okay? I mean, seriously, get involved, get engaged, and get informed. That way there, when you really do want to make a point, what the heck? Sorry. When you really do want to make a point, you can do so. And you can do it knowing that what you're saying, what you're putting out there is truth. I mean, come on, guys. Otherwise, you're like everybody else. And that ain't cool. Those are the people that you're pushing at, the people that you're, not to say it, not that you're fighting with, because I don't want to say it that way, but you're trying to have a spirited discussion. That's what I would say in my world, anyway. The ones that you're trying to have a spirited discussion with, they're going to see that you have no clues of what you're talking about. And then you lose it all. You lose all your arguments because they never know when they can trust you. So get informed, then get engaged. And as I always say, which is the gospel truth, just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have a clue. A lot of people out there, a lot of commentators out there, they have microphones. They speak to issues they have no clue about and no business speaking about. That's why I bring on the experts. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She pretty much does every week, talking about the issues of the day, how to help your teens, how to help yourself with all the craziness going on around you, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of crazy, for sure. I'm just trying to walk the straight and narrow.
Yeah, well.
Help everybody else.
Yeah, and you got all those people coming at you. You're licensed, so they're really coming at you. Going now, how does somebody with license like you are speak like that, or say that, or do whatever? Your job is to tell the truth to these people that are hurting, that are sick, that need help. And as I said to you before, again, your profession has gotten to the point where it's more about affirmation than it is about treatment, haven't they?
It is, and it is getting to be impossible. I mean, to be a therapist and a mental health professional, and to actually follow the rules, the laws, and ethics, we have to take a course, and it's a very hefty course in law and ethics. And back in the day, when I took it in the 90s, it was very much, you can't, don't cross this line, don't cross that. The DSM-4, it's now the DSM-5, but the diagnostic manual is what you look to. That's where you get your diagnoses, and that is how we get, people get, their insurance covered, and there's just a way to do it. There's a system, and I don't understand how they're going to maintain this system, because they're throwing out everything. Present as what I would say is bipolar or schizophrenic. You hear voices, you see things, blah, blah, blah. Now it's relative. It literally is, if that's your truth, like we keep talking about, then, you know, we'll just go with it. Tell me more.
Yeah.
Instead of treating them, or here's some medication. Oh, you need more? Okay, here's some medication. Here's some you know, it's I don't know how to do it. We talked about, you know, the therapy where we try to, and I've had gay teens or people who are confused in their mind about it come to me, and they know I'm a Christian. I tell them I work from a biblical worldview. They sign a contract that says it. Parents sign the contract that says it, and I make it known and let them know. The three things I let them know is, you know, if you're going to harm yourself or others, I'm going to let it be known, you know, to the authorities. That other than that, it's confidential. And then the third one, that I counsel from a biblical worldview. And I am, would not be allowed to say that in some blue states, even though I'm licensed in California and Texas, because that is hate speech. That is not inclusion. How are we supposed to do it? I mean, we all do it, and we're all going to continue. But it blows my mind that you're throwing, you wrote the DSM-5, yet you're not adhering to it. So what's next, doctors? And we already see that. We already see doctors with teens cutting this and that off and not following the Hippocratic Oath.
Well, you and I talked about this years ago. People have forgotten about it. But I used to say to you, I was doing stories on trans species, right? Ableism or something like that, where you actually had doctors. They were finding doctors just cut off perfectly good appendages, right? Arms, legs, whatever, because somebody felt.
They needed benefits.
Right? I mean, how do you find a doctor to do that? And then the one fellow that truly felt he was a leopard, right? He trans species. Yeah. They didn't send him to get help. What'd they do? They took his ears off. They took his nose off. They did all this work, and he spent $72,000 having the work done. And you're going, where is the doctor? Where is the caring person that looks and says, no, you know what? You don't need to have the stuff cut off. You need help. You need some serious mental help.
They literally take an oath. We have laws and ethics. We have courses that we have to take every year. We've got forms we have to sign to do no harm. And to me, if they are, and doctors, medical doctors specifically, if a client is unable to, because of a mental health condition, make a decision for themselves, let alone anyone under 18 that is making these kind of life-changing decisions, that they cannot do it or they lose their license. And they can go to prison, but not anymore. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't see.
Yes.
I
need to start drinking, I think, maybe. All right, we'll be back in a minute, people. Talk off for a lot more with Dr. B when we return.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation so you can be also be part of the solution, in all sincerity. All right? I mean, we've got work to do, people. You need to have the information to know how to deal with your kids, how to deal with the people around you, maybe even help your friends. You don't even know who you might help by having the right information you need and sharing it with somebody. So, as I always say, I'm not the expert. I'm not so full of myself that I think I am. That's why I bring on people that do have a clue. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us as well. And Dr. B, you know, I was at a board meeting last night. We went through some issues, financial issues that the state of California is having, how it's going to affect the board. And we had a lot of talk around things that we needed to keep, services that we needed to provide. And what's really amazing is I actually had somebody, a constituent, if you would, wants to make sure that every child has a mental health counselor, that they're assigned to one. And
in school?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking to myself, I know this is going to sound bad, but how did we survive without a mental health counselor? And don't tell me that they deal with more today than we did. But, I mean, get back to reading, writing, arithmetic. Talk to me.
Yeah, I don't mean to have dead air. It's just like...
You're floored, I know.
I can't make up these things. And here's the thing. Here's where this is, and I hope your school board members are listening, because I have nothing to lose or gain by saying this. Here is why this is so dangerous. This crowdfunding thought of everyone needs a counselor. Because there's a thing, a proven psychological thing, phenomenon, is when you, it's suggestive psychology. When you suggest things, people then question, you know, when you say something or you, I told you, I'm going to give you an example of this. In school, and I've talked about this before, you know, when I went to psychology school and or school for psychology, and when doctors go, and I've talked to many doctors, when you start talking about the diagnostic manual and the disorders, I swear everyone has that for a week. You know, you talk about, you know, herpes, oh, I swear I have, everybody's got it. You talk about, you know, bipolar. Well, gosh, yeah, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad. I have bipolar, when that's not what it is at all. It is just that suggestion of it, right, the suggestiveness.
Right.
And this is why we're in trouble, because the media, does again, run by the state, I completely believe that that's what's going on, makes these suggestions and these outrageous claims, and everybody believes it and jumps on board, because that is how cult-like and how susceptible our brains are. If we do not have a foundation, a moral foundation in something that's consistent, then we are going to fall and be weak. So what this is doing to kids in school, you know, we've had suicides, you know, in schools, and mass shooters in schools, and you have people who then show up, whether you, it doesn't make it to the media all the time, but working at many schools, that they have wannabe mass shooters that will send an email or try that out, or people who get suicidal because they're, you know, they've heard of a classmate, whether they've known them or not, commit suicide or attempt it. This same thing is going to happen. The last thing you need for children to worry about even more is what is wrong with them mentally. They're going to think, I need a counselor. I have to meet with a counselor. So something's wrong with me. And that is so abusive emotionally and psychologically to do to a child. And the younger that child is, the more it's going to affect them negatively in a developmental way. That
you're seeing more and more. I wasn't going to say anything about, but you're seeing more and more married couples going to counseling right after they get married because somebody told them it was a healthy thing to do. And I'm thinking, since when? Well, you know, our parents, a lot of people in our generation stayed married forever and never went to seven, no disrespect to you, but they never went to 7 minutes of counseling. They worked things through together.
Right. Yeah, and I see both sides to this. I have no problem, you know, if counselors want to, I mean, if couples want to check in. It is very difficult to stay married these days. I'm coming up on 29 years, right, and it's... You have to work, and nobody wants to work, right? So I'm actually okay if, and only if, you are going to a seasoned counselor that is not leftist, progressive, and going to tell you about your truth and that your truth matters in a marriage. It doesn't. what matters in the marriage and what works in a marriage, and this is proven and proven and proven time again, is doing and respecting your roles. The man is the protector. The man is the one that protects his wife. The man is the one that provides first and foremost. And
oh, that's so old school.
I know, right?
What is wrong with you?
But that opens up the woman to be nurturing and to do what God made her to do, what we are designed biologically to do. And I was getting my hair done, and I love my lady. She's awesome. But the owner, Ryan, came up, and he and I were talking. He's great. He is just an awesome guy. And we got on the topic of gender roles, right, and how he, if a woman, if any of his female any of them, but especially they're mostly females in the industry. But any of the stylists need to leave to pick up their child or take a week off for a sick kid, you know, or to support their husband or do. He's go. I'll take care of your clients. Go. That is your priority. And he and I were talking about these roles and how it just works. And we're both Christians, but we don't, he doesn't talk a lot of Christ because, you know, a lot of the stylists aren't Christian, but he said, take the God out of it for a second. And it just works. I see my wife at home with our three kids, and she, you know, and she's taking care. She's doing everything she needs to do, and it allows me to work, and it allows me to provide. And then I go home, and she's taking care of the kids, and it just works. And I was shocked.
Here's the problem with that, Dr. B. How do I get the second car for my wife? How do I get the bigger second house?
Right.
I mean.
So one of the stylists brought that up, and she said the problem is that people just want more and more, right?
Yep.
And we have to be content with what we have. You have a choice. Either have a very healthy marriage and a healthy household, or you have a new car every 6 months.
All right, lady. So, well, sadly, we're up against it.
Yeah.
And. And
love
you try
all.
To stay warm. You're out in Texas, so you try to stay warm. How do people find you?
And DrBRadio.com or Facebook, Bridget Boston.
There you go. See, that's easy. Be back in a few minutes. You're stuck with me, people, for the next couple segments. Be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
There we go. God bless. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I say that all the time, but I say it because I want you to have the information you need to make the right decision so people don't think that you're one of them. You know what I mean? I don't want you ever to be perceived as one of them. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. All right. Always appreciate it. That's funny. Somebody in the chat room says the population in their whole county is 32,000. The registered... I have 32,000 people in my registered voters in my area. So, you know, every place is different. It's hard to get the message out. It's just a lot, I mean, truly a lot happening. All right, so you heard earlier today that the feds had been asking the banks to report to them when terms like Trump and MAGA were used in transactions, right? Whether it's transferring money, paying for stuff, and that kind of line. This was after January 6th. So anybody that used those terms, Trump is being pushed by the special counsel to give him all the information. Now, we did this story the other night. All the information on his tweets, who tweeted him, who responded to, what tweets he liked, who liked his tweets. It's just amazing, isn't it? Additionally, they suggested terms including Biden, Kamala, Antifa, and more, so they could track down, nail down, however you want to say it, I don't really care, right, who might have been involved. But notice, really, if you think of it, you know, Agent F's got, what, a $500 fine? Now, you've got video after video after video of him encouraging people to go in, moving gates, telling people, no, don't do this, no, don't do that, we're not ready for this yet. Who's we? That's what I want to know. Who is the we of which he speaks? Right? Now, a local news source reported that the Treasury Department Office of Stakeholder Integration and Engagement in... God, can you put this all on one card? The Treasury Department's Office of Stakeholder Integration and Engagement in Strategic Operations of Financial Crimes Enforcement Network... Short, they call it FinCEN for short. They distributed materials to financial institutions that outlined typologies of various persons of interest. So if you type any one of these things, right, and in when you were buying certain products, then you are a person's suspicion. Right? You haven't committed a crime. I'm sure that's exactly what our founding fathers wanted. You haven't committed a crime, but you're suspicious for using these terms. You feel like you're in Mother Russia yet? So, again, this is government overreach like you wouldn't believe. This was never meant to happen. It was never meant for them to have this much control and insight into our lives. If I'm sitting there screaming about how bad Trump is or screaming about, well, that'd probably be alone then, right? Sitting in my chair screaming how bad Biden is. They have no business knowing that. They have no business being able to track me. And for some of you who keep writing me about, you know, different ways to avoid, they've been tracking you since you used your first credit card, okay? When you first started using your cell phone, they're tracking you. Your phone at home. Who are you calling? The conversations you're having. Now, sources familiar with it said that the search terms like MAGA and Trump were generated by a bank and used to help them identify suspicious transactions when reviewing customer transactional information. So if I went and bought 10 MAGA hats and the word Trump was in there anywhere, it would be reported on. Why? It wasn't like I'm hiding money. It wasn't like I was trying to generate money. The sources said that FinCEN then shared those terms with other banks to help those financial institutions to comply with their own suspicious activity reports. But beyond the terms identified by the House Judiciary Committee, the unnamed bank generated other terms which FinCEN shared. The source said that the additional... Now, this is... Thank God it was a bank telling us about this. The source said the additional search terms included... Ready for this one. White Power... Camp Auschwitz, Antifa, Proud B, Storm the Capitol, Goyfer Army, Threepers, Boogaloo, Civil War, Last Sons, Kill, Shoot, Gun, Death, Murder, Biden, Kamala. These are all separate entities and entries. Pelosi, Schumer, and Pence. So they're searching, having to read and look at whatever, every one of these terms to see what they can nail you with. See, the goal here is to scare the crud out of you. The goal here is to squelch your freedom of speech. I should be able to say at any given point in time, I should be able to give a speech and say, look at what Biden is doing and Pelosi. They've gotten together, and now I'm just making this up as I go, right? They're really the true white power because they've got this underlying dog whistle and tone. They're in bed with Antifa. They were the ones that were pushing Storm the Capitol. Now look, I'm using every word they have in this, right? I mean, the FBI should be down upon me in about 7 seconds. So I got to ask you, for those of you who truly say they're patriots and love this country, Do you really believe for a second that this is what our founding fathers had in mind when it came to freedom? I mean, the whole idea was so that we could speak against public officials. We could speak against the government. We could air our grievances in public. They don't want you to do that anymore. You know, conservatives are in a bad position, too. You've got private businesses refusing to take ads from conservatives. And not necessarily because they believe them to be untruth. Right? You've got news sources that refuse to print reality, truth. Right? But they'll take all the liberal stuff. I've seen some of the commercials they put together against Trump and others. They're nothing but lies. They're filled with lies. Nobody seems to care. The initial terms MAGA and Trump, they were revealed in a letter sent by the House Judiciary Committee chairman. Right? The former director of FinCEN got a letter that said, hey, I want to know why you did this. Right? We found out that they distributed slides to other banks to explain how they could use merchant categories to detect customers whose transactions may reflect potential active shooters who may include dangerous. Well, what does that mean, though? Potential active shooter. What does that mean? Somebody buys 300 rounds of bullets? Right? Somebody buys a new rifle? I don't understand. Jordan said the slide instructions financial institutions to query for transactions using certain codes, like 3484, small arms, 5091, sporting and recreation goods and supplies. Really, think about it. And the ones they really nailed, now you know these people got letters, Cabela's, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Bass Pro Shops. Now, KeyBank declined to comment when several news sources got a hold of them and said, hey, we want to know about A, B, and C. And there are people from within that are actually releasing information to media companies. Anyway, I mean, people, what is the criminal intent here? Does anybody know? Not a clue. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You can find us at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Lots happening there as well. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here, involved, engaged. All right, kind of touched on this earlier, but I want to finish it up because it is crazy. You know, this guy's a real clown. Leftist. The Generation Z Democrat congressman, he proposed a bill to remove the Statue of Liberty. Gets mocked terribly online. And I don't think he was trying to make a point. Some people now are kind of backpedaling. He let his anti-American mask slip. It's amazing how they get in there. I mean, they know what they're doing. They exactly have a plan. They know what they're doing. But the fact that we fall for it so easy is why I always say, when people say to me, well, I trust the American people, I don't. We've gotten lazy. We don't do our homework anymore. And a lot of times when you do your homework, many, you do it from your point of view. You do it from your political ideology. You know, it used to be 100 years ago, we were very much we're very much more on the same page. I don't know if that was proper English, but I don't care. We just had some differences, some nuanced differences. So, you know, again, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee held a hearing on immigration to discuss H.R. 2, the House GOP Secure the Border Act. I mean, God forbid, we don't want that. The bill contains many conservative priorities, including restarting construction of the border wall, expanding E-Verify, placing new limits on asylum seekers. The legislation also slashes, look, if you just follow the law, we won't need any of this. The legislation also slashed funding for globalist NGOs who often contribute to border lawlessness by aiding human smugglers. Furthermore, it ramps up deportation of illegal aliens and significantly cuts off asylum access. Now, during the hearing, Representative Maxwell Frost, Democrat out of Florida, he launched a vicious attack against the bill. He produced one proposing the removal of the Statue of Liberty. You can see him waving it. Right? Dared the GOP to introduce it. I would have done it. No, really, I would have done it. To show what a fool he was, I would have done it. He's a freshman Democrat. Again, Representative Max Frost. He would honestly say Republicans might as well take down the Statue of Liberty if they're going to demand to secure a border. Wow! Does he even know what happened at Ellis Island? Does he have a clue as to what took place there? How many people got sent back to their countries? Does he know? Probably not. Most of them don't have a clue. He went on to say to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's be honest with immigrants who deserve better than what you're offering them. Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted H.R. 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I don't know what's bigoted about it. Basically, do we just accept people no matter who they are, where they come from, what their backgrounds might or might not be? This is who you are, removing the fabric of America, so I want to know which Republican who supports voted for H.R. 2 will introduce this bill. See, somebody should take it up. Just grab it. Let it go down in flames. At just 27 years of age, Frost is the youngest member of Congress and full of himself. Right? This is amazing. I get the biggest kick out of this. You know, again, this is our fault. We don't push back. You Republicans, you conservatives, you Democrat conservatives, yes, they're out there. What you need to do, you need to start talking in your clubs, talking in your groups, talking in your neighborhoods about why you're voting for people that actually love this country, care about this country. And many of these people that are supporting or sponsoring or doing whatever with these immigrants, they don't want to do anything about the crime that they create or have created in some areas. Will they put any up on their property? If they own a small apartment building, why don't they do what they force on others? If you've got a small apartment building, heck, let us put them in your homes, your backyards. Right? This is crazy. Anyway, I mean, this congressman is saying we should welcome everybody. We should have them come here in open arms. We love them. We care about them. That's what they're good. Then send 100 of these people to his hometown, to his district. Let's see how he feels. As a matter of fact, what we should do is do a percentage type of thing. So if all these people coming over to the border, hanging out in Texas and Arizona and places like that, we should, you know, look at the percentage of population and send that many to the Chicago's of the world, this guy's town. Right? Guy knows nothing about history. He knows nothing about that statue and what it stands for. All right, really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, yeah, you got to be part of the solution. That's how we all win, when you're part of the solution. Seriously. Oh, I got a million other stories I want to get to, too. The the Virginia bishop is encouraging the faithful ahead of Friday. Friday is a March for Life. I've always been wary. I was wary when it happened, and a lot of my Christian friends were really happy about it. But when they talk about sending Roe versus Wade back to the states, allowing each state to have its own decision, which I agree the states have their rights, I kept saying this was a bad move. And I said it was a bad move because we hadn't worked with young people. We hadn't put anything on the table to give the young people alternatives to teach them how to value themselves, their unborn children. And that's the biggest problem. They still don't see any value in it. Dr. B was talking about, you know, my truth, my this, my that. Well, these young ladies are worried about losing their career, their life. And you have to sit here with yourself and say, my God, you know what? Did you think about that before? Do you really care about the kids? It's funny how they throw it on us and they say, oh, yeah, sure. You know, you don't want to abort the kids, but you also don't want to take care of them afterward. Well, frankly, you don't either. You got, what is it, Governor Holcomb and a few others who won't allow money or resources to girls who decide to have the baby and put it up for adoption. All of a sudden, you lose your compassion. Bishop went on to say that for many of us, the overturning of Roe versus Wade was a moment of relief, a moment of new life, an exodus from the oppression under which we lived for 50 years. Right? In remarks he delivered as principal celebrant, they had an open mass at the for the National Prayer Vigil of Life. Now, the National Prayer Vigil for Life, it's an annual event, right? It happens the night before the March for Life. You know, again, this is, we went from it's okay to get rid of, because it's simply, it's no more than a blob of cells at that point, to them basically saying, yeah, we know it's a baby. Too bad. Mother has the right to take it out. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. So when you look at this, you Christians, you need to look at what your Bible says about babies. You need to look at what your Bible says about before you even make it in your mom's womb. That's if you're a Christian. And I can give you the scripture, but I'm not going to. You need to do the work on your own. That way it stays in your head. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, if you think about it, again, my family are immigrants. Legal Italian immigrants. Came here for a better life. No government, well, not that we didn't have it, but they weren't looking for government cheese. They weren't looking for government handouts, government food, because they also saw what that would do. They saw when the government intrudes in your life like that, and you're dependent on them for so many things, you won't say no to them. I've been saying it for almost 15 years now. If they keep the economy in the tank, and it's a government check that's feeding your family, helping you out, are you going to vote for a group of people that are going to can that? Yeah, I don't think so. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless you guys for being with me. Appreciate it. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know time is precious. It could be at an end in any second. You are listening to Joe Mazzini's show. Check us out here every day. Check on the website, joemazzini.com, joemazzini.com. God bless. We'll catch you tomorrow.